The New York Yankees will play the Florida Marlins in the World Series beginning tomorrow. The 6-5 Yankee victory over the Boston Red Sox last night came in the bottom of the 11th inning in a game that is sure to be considered a classic. The Sox were leading for most of the game. It was tied in the 8th inning, and a pinch-hit home run gave the Yankees the win. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
On the way to Yankee Stadium, some of the ardent Yankee fans who packed the subway cars to the Bronx expressed nervousness underneath their bravado.
Nerve-wracking situation. Don't know if Clemens is going to make it to the end of the game. Tough night.
I can't call it right now.
And through the first six innings, it seemed as if that nervousness was justified. Boston's ace pitcher, Pedro Martinez, was sensational. And by the fourth inning, Yankee pitcher Roger Clemens was gone. The Red Sox scored 3 runs in the second inning. The Yankees trailed 4-0 in the fourth and 5-2 in the eighth. The Yankees were only 5 outs away from losing the American League Championship Series when Derek Jeter, Hideki Matsui, Jorge Posada, and Bernie Williams hit 3 doubles and a single to tie the game. It was Posada who blooped the tying 2-run double off Pedro Martinez, who was tiring. With stellar relief pitching by Mariano Rivera and a pinch-hit home run by Aaron Boone in the bottom of the 11th inning, suddenly it was over. After the game, Aaron Boone could hardly express his feelings.
This game humbles you all the time in good ways and bad ways.
Yes.
And it's a humbling game, and right now I feel that way.
Yankee manager Joe Torre was gracious in victory.
To come here and play against the Red Sox and play them 26 times and beat our rival like we did, it couldn't be more satisfying. This has to be the sweetest taste of all for me. They never quit.
Later, Grady Little, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, would be asked why he stayed with Pedro Martinez so late in the game. Grady stood by his pitcher. Outside the stadium, Yankee fans were raucous.
Unbelievable! The curse of the Bambino lives on! One of the greatest games ever!
As for the Red Sox fans, they were almost speechless.
I'm devastated right now. I can't talk.
In the end, all the fantasies died. Neither the Boston Red Sox nor the Chicago Cubs will go to the World Series, which starts Saturday night at Yankee Stadium. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.